Welcome to the Dating Kinky Podcast, a cast about love, sex, romance, and kink. The past couple of months have been hard on all of us, in different ways. For me, who usually works from home, it's been less hard than for some. It's also been difficult in a new way. There is someone here with me, working from home, taking calls, being here makes it a bit more difficult to record a podcast when my partner's phone could ring at any time, for example. You might be able to even hear him in the background. I'm several doors and several rooms away. So no, I haven't given up on you or this cast. Between the close quarters, growth at Dating Kinky, development, new webinars, and more, I've just slowed a bit. So here's a writing about how our beliefs shape how we allow ourselves or expect ourselves to be treated, even when our beliefs seem somewhat innocuous. On being understood intuitively. I've written in the past about abuse in a relationship and recovering from it. And when today's topic popped up in my calendar, it instantly connected. When I got married, I believed that my husband understood me. This belief is what ultimately led to me being abused. I don't have a history of it. It wasn't a pattern for me. It was simply that I believed when he told me something that it was from a place of knowing me. Which is funny because, looking back, I didn't know me. I didn't know that I'm an amazing person with a big heart. I didn't know that some people consider me beautiful. I didn't know that I had value as a person versus what I could do on any given day. But I figured if all of those things were true, he would see those things and reflect them back to me, because he knew me. Just like I would look for and see what was amazing in him and reflect those things back to him. Because like a mirror reflection, he was my other half. Or that's what I believed. And I thought the cure was utterly cynical and sad. I still do, actually, but the hair. Some of their lyrics say, "And this is why I hate you, and how I understand that no one ever knows or loves another, or loves another." Well, I believe we cannot know another. We can keep trying to learn and understand each other forever, though. And I don't think that precludes love, which is kind of where the between a rock and a hard place of the belief comes in. It's a false dichotomy. Either we know and love each other, or we don't understand each other and hate or don't love each other. Sure, we want to feel understood. We want to feel heard. We need this. No one person will know and understand and agree with and grok every aspect of who we are. And love can still flourish. In fact, studies have shown that those who see love as a perfect unity self-report as being less satisfied with their relationships. And those who believe that sex is some sort of destiny, like right person type thing, have less satisfying sex and less satisfied sexual partners versus those who think that great sex between people comes from learning and getting better together. So now I don't expect to be understood completely. In fact, I look for the ways in which I differ from the people I love and how I can see them 100% and love and accept them, even when I don't understand or when I disagree. And I search for the same from them. As far as being understood intuitively, nah, not for me. I enjoy the time it takes to get to know each other, to share and battle it out over ideas, to find my places inside someone's head, and the surprises that come from not knowing someone 100%. And if you feel 100% totally understood and that works for you, I'm so glad for you. I really am. I'd say you're part of a very tiny minority. And the rest of us? Well, we have to learn to revel in our differences to find happiness. Or so it seems. Thank you for joining me today. If you loved this episode, please share it with others who would enjoy it. And please do join me at datingkinky.com. It's built by kinksters, for kinksters, poly, queer, trans folk, and anyone not quite vanilla. And it's free. Find me on FetLife as Nookie Notes, and on Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, and Medium as Dating Kinky. Have a kinky day, and I'll catch you next episode.